Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be your host today, Friday. Thank you for tuning in. With me in the studio since Monday has been Dawn Ottenbright. Dawn is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with couples and adults. She has been a guest in the past, and we have just had been blessed this week having her as our guest this week. Welcome back, Dawn.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
And we have been talking about turning baggage into luggage. Now, Dawn, we have listeners who sometimes can only tune in on Friday.
Okay.
And they're listening, they're saying, what does turning baggage into luggage mean?
Right.
Can you do a quick summary? And then we're going to pick it up with a question that I had left off yesterday.
Okay. So, turning baggage into luggage, we kind of define baggage as all that stuff from our past that we're carrying around that's impeding our life and is burdensome. And so we talked about turning it into luggage. We know that, like, the airport calls suitcases baggage, and because it's burdensome for them.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go to the store, they call it luggage because there's a different connotation with luggage, that it's something that's helpful for our travels. It's something that we like. It looks nice when you're in the store and you buy it and it's new. And
it has four wheels.
It has four wheels to drag it along. And so it makes it a lot easier to live our life. So that's what we're kind of looking at that past stuff, our beliefs, the messages that we got as kids, and seeing, okay, how is this helping me? How is this hurting me?
Mm-hmm.
And then putting the stuff that's helpful in the luggage, maybe taking some of the old messages and changing them around and then putting those in the luggage.
Yes, and all of that, I've just had so much fun talking to you about this type of an analogy. But yesterday I closed out by saying and asking you to, you didn't have a lot of time to answer the question, which was, so we're looking at this baggage and our life's a mess. And there's nothing that's stacked nice and neat.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is thrown everywhere. We don't even know where to start. And this all sounds like a great idea, turning my baggage into luggage, but I don't know where to start. You did close out by saying, you know, if it's really bad and you're so overwhelmed, call us.
Right. So definitely, when people are not functioning well, so when they're having lots of anxiety, depression, if you're not sleeping, if you're eating too much or not enough, or if you're having problems concentrating, or you're worrying so much that you can't concentrate. All these kind of things, or if you're fighting in your marriage all the time, if you're feeling angry or irritable all the time, if you're having conflicts with your coworkers or your boss at work and you're like, oh, this is not working out well, then it's probably time to talk to somebody who can help you figure it out. Because you're right, sometimes it is overwhelming, and sometimes we don't realize what things are causing us problems. We don't know that those messages from our past are getting in the way. So we kind of talked about that a little bit. You know, if you feel like you got good messages, you know, this is who I am, this is how my family is. So we talked a little bit, you know, my family not wanting to get help. Or take help when it's offered, even. So that's not a helpful message, because it makes us withdrawn from, you know, our community.
And so when we look at that baggage full mm-hmm. of things, and we're so overwhelmed. We certainly are here at Perspectives to help.
Yes.
But if one of the listeners or some of our listeners are saying, well, it's not that bad, but I would really like to find some better balance in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm out of balance. I'm not exactly sure where to start. Mm-hmm. I don't think I need to come in for therapy,
mm-hmm.
but I sure would like to get a better handle on this.
Right.
What advice would you give them?
So then I would say start looking at the messages. If you're looking at, if you find that you feel like you had a really strong reaction to something, maybe write down how that made you feel. And think about the messages that you're telling yourself about that event.
Mm-hmm.
So you may say... We used a little example the other day about relationships and being respected and not respected. And so you might say, you know, if you're writing down, if you got angry, I felt disrespected.
Yes.
What then you might think to yourself, why is being disrespected a trigger for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you might think, well, I felt disrespected when mom or dad said this, did this.
Or my friend, or
a teacher, mm-hmm. or someone at school, the kids. There can be stuff from all of those things that caused us to feel shame, and then we react.
Those are just such good pointers here, because I think we have to own it.
Yes.
Yes. And I've often said, you know, if there's 100 people in a room and mm-hmm. 80 of them all agree on one thing and they're trying to tell me mm-hmm. and I'm still saying they're all wrong, I need to take a step back and say, well, maybe I better listen. Maybe I should listen to the majority. Let's hear from our sponsor. We need to listen to him. And okay. We'll be right back.
All right.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Just closing out this week's program with Dawn Ottenbright. Turning baggage into luggage. And all week long, we have been talking about looking at all of the things that are baggage in our life,
mm-hmm.
and then working through identifying those things that are interfering in relationships, interfering in our level of balance or contentment in our life.
Right.
And that we can really change some of those personal messages and mm-hmm. own them. I think that we got to drive, that baggage is yours. It's not, you know, in marriage, it's always going to be the other spouse's fault.
Right.
No.
We get that a lot, don't we, when they come
do.
In?
We do. You know, if he wouldn't do this, or if she
would change, right.
Yes.
Everything.
What are they triggering? It's your baggage. You mm-hmm. need to really look at that.
Right.
But if you put, it sounds like a lot of work. And I have to
and
share
it can
with you,
be.
You know, Dawn, I don't like to pack for trips. I don't know about you. Do you?
Not really, no.
I can never decide what I want in there.
I
it's
know.
A lot of work. But I want to go on my trip because
right.
I enjoy my trip.
And you know what usually I do is I overpack.
I always overpack. I like options. Mm-hmm. So I always overpack. But if they put the work in, right. What's the vacation, what's the trip going to look like?
So if you put the work in, then it can make your life so much better. It can bring new connection for you and your spouse, bring new connection for you and your kids, mm-hmm. for you and your friends, make your life at work easier because you're not having the same kind of conflicts with your coworkers or your boss because you know what stuff they're triggering. You know how to handle it. You've changed the way you behave. Mm-hmm. So it makes your life easier when you accept help.
Mm-hmm.
It makes your, that was one of the examples we've been using this week. It makes your life easier when you interact with your spouse in a way that's not triggering them.
Mm-hmm.
You might say thing in a, you might say something in a different way. It might be the same question,
mm-hmm.
but if it's worded or the tone is different, your spouse may react totally different to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ultimately, sometimes I think we can be our own worst enemy.
We can.
And, you know, how many times have we heard, this is just who I am?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Scripture doesn't teach that. It is always about becoming more like Christ.
Yes.
Looking at what God's Word says about who we can become.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get away from the idea as we close out this week. Make sure you pack your Bible in your luggage.
Yes. Definitely. You know, you want to take those good things. And so, you know, maybe part of the stuff that's in your baggage is using your faith or having faith. You definitely want to take that piece out and go, yes, this belongs in mm-hmm. my luggage.
Mm-hmm. And then this journey, which we are all on,
mm-hmm.
and it was never promised to be easy.
No.
And there are things that are not good that will happen to all of us. Can
right.
we say that?
We can, and I think even if you have your luggage and don't have as much baggage anymore, that's not going to stop bad things from happening.
Correct.
You know, that's just going to give us a resilience to deal with those things.
And to understand we will have difficulties. Jesus said, you will have trouble in this life.
Mm-hmm.
But then he also said, but don't despair. You have me too.
Right.
You know, I'm here and you're going to have burdens, but you have each other. I gave
exactly.
you a community, as you said, to help. I gave you my word.
Help.
I gave you my Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
To comfort you in those really difficult times that not maybe come, but will come.
Right. And us here at Perspectives are part of that community that's
yes.
offering to help our Christian brothers and sisters with some of the things that are more difficult.
You know, I've enjoyed this week. Thank you so very much, Don, for being part of our radio program. I want to encourage our listeners to take heart what you've learned this week about turning baggage into luggage. Call our office. Our number's coming up here shortly if you have questions for Don or you would just like to talk with somebody. And visit our website. There's tons of articles on there about coping skills and just good information.
Mm-hmm.
It's Perspectives of Troy.com. Like us on Facebook. And listen, enjoy the weekend with some new luggage.
Yes.
Until Monday.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.